press, and a third time, and again after that, and the Drider could not retreat and could not hold. Again the barbarian bulled, and now Eurynome did give way, not by backing and not by rolling, but simply because Eurynome's muscle and bone could not resist the press. The crack of Eurynome's shattering backbone sounded as loudly as the crash of Aegis Fang against Skullcrusher. Wulfgar pushed once more, but it was done and he was done, his rage and stamina exhausted. He fell back and stumbled off the Drider, who still stood on planted spidery legs, drow torso bobbing weirdly, fully broken. The forge was quiet then, and eerily so. Chapter 25. The Call of an Older God. The companions and Entreri were not the only ones remaining in the room. Pwent was there, though only a few of his drow minions remained standing. Another crawled weirdly around the floor, relieved of its legs and one arm by drow swordsmen. And a trio of summoned berserkers remained. The shocking sound and effect of the titanic struggle between Wulfgar and the Drider gave them pause. But the berserkers had come into the Call of the Horn for one reason alone: to fight against the enemies of the one who blew the horn. The surreal stillness shattered as the berserkers threw themselves into battle against the undead, and Thibaldorf Pwent, a battle rager in heart and soul, was more than happy to engage. He met the charge of a berserker, lowering his head at the last moment to drive his helmet spike right through the reckless fool. He snapped up straight as the spike plunged in and held his hands out wide, laughing maniacally, as if in expectation of a shower of blood. But these manifestations didn't bleed, and the corporeal form exploded into sweeping dust when Pwent struck the mortal blow, leaving the vampire standing alone, confused and hungry, and angry. He leaped to the side and dispatched a second berserker, even as his minions pulled down a third, tearing at flesh, then swiping futilely at flying dust. "Pwent, no!" Drizzt screamed from the side of the room, as the four undead charged at the foursome across the way, Pwent leading the way to Wulfgar, it seemed. And over on that side, Wulfgar was clearly no less angry. He stood beside the broken Drider, blood running freely down his muscular chest, leaning uneasily on his stabbed foot, and with every vampiric strike on one of Tempest's warriors, he growled and limped forward. "No, boy," Drizzt heard Brunner warn. "Go," Entreri told him, and shoved Drizzt into pursuit, and ran for Pwent right alongside him. Then came the roar of, "Tempest!" And Aegis Fang spun out from Wulfgar's hands, flying into the approaching Pwent. The dwarf didn't materialize at all, but took the ringing blow, one that sent him staggering and skidding backward several strides, one that actually seemed to hurt him. Catti Bree moved up beside Wulfgar and held forth her hand, invoking the glory of Mialiki, the very name manifesting itself as a bright light upon the woman. The vampire minion staggered and turned away, hunched and cowering. But not Pwent. He focused on Wulfgar, seemingly oblivious to Drizzt and Entreri as they closed in fast from behind. Not fast enough, however, for the vampire executed that curious and devastating ghost step to bring himself right in front of the man, fog trailing and swirling as he became solid once more, holding fast for just an instant before leaping onto Wulfgar, who caught the force fully and went flying away in a clench with the dwarf. Pwent began to thrash and shake, but the sheer strength of Wulfgar matched the dwarf and kept him from ripping Wulfgar apart with his ridged armor. They rolled and struggled mightily, Brunner trying vainly to intercede, Catti Bree beginning yet another spell. On one roll, Pwent put his stout legs under him and regained his footing, driving Wulfgar back. But Wulfgar, as in his previous existence, was possessed of fine agility for one so large, and he turned his torso and also got his feet planted, and so Pwent's drive actually brought the barbarian upright as well. Pwent tried to punch, but Wulfgar held him by the wrists. They struggled and twisted, the dwarf suddenly lowering his head to line up his helmet spike. Wulfgar had to grab it to twist it aside, and he tried to twist further to throw the dwarf off him. He wasn't fast enough, though, as Puente's freed hand immediately pounded against the barbarian's massive chest, the gauntlet spike tearing through flesh and rib and lung alike, and Wulfgar went staggering back into the ground. "Puente!" Brunner screamed, finally catching up and throwing himself against the dwarf. Puente bounced aside and turned, ready to leap back in. He paused, though, and stood there staring at Brunner, confused, trembling.
"Me king," he said, his voice thick with sorrow, and he lowered his gaze in shame.
"Get aside, ye fool! By Moradin's word, get aside!" Brunner roared. Puente looked up at him and nodded.
"Me king,"
he said reverently, and seemed fully in control once more, and full of remorse and shame. Drizzt and Entreri came running up, swords in hand, and skidded to a stop behind Brunner, who lifted his hand to halt them.
"Ye do what I'm telling ye, and ye do not a thing more,"
the dwarf king said to Puente, who nodded obediently. But that nod transformed into a curious expression, then one that included a bit of pain, it seemed, and Puente's eyes led all to the right, to the fallen Wulfgar and to Catti Bree standing over him, holding a curious object and chanting an arcane spell.
"Girl?"
Brunner asked at the same time Puente yelled,
"No!"
and leaped for the woman. And again this seemed a curious, supernatural stride, one elongated and too swift, and one full of spinning wisps of foggy trails. But Puente didn't materialize from that step as before, and indeed became wholly insubstantial, mist or fog or dust perhaps, right before all of it swept into the object Catti Bree held before her. Wulfgar's horn. The silver horn shuddered with the vampire dwarf's entrance, and a strange low note came forth, spraying the dust of captured ancients, and 10 berserkers appeared in the room before Catti Bree. They all looked around curiously, confused, and they all blew away to dust, then to nothingness altogether.
"Girl! What did ye do?"
Brunner asked, running up. Already bathed in her ghostly blue mist, Catti Bree tossed him the horn and fell over Wulfgar, casting once more. Blue tendrils snaked out of her sleeves and rolled down over the prone form, warm healing to wash over the badly wounded Wulfgar.
"Girl!"
Brunner asked breathlessly a few moments later, Drizzt flanking him. Just to the side of them, Entreri helped Regis back to his feet, and they too looked on. Catti Bree looked up and smiled, and below her, Wolf